So, anybody has any suggestions, Shankar, Samadhan, Saval, Christian, anything? Yes, always.
922.
Bhagavad Gita 922. Okay. 922. Anything else?
Relationships amongst devotees.
Relationship amongst devotees. Relation. Okay. Anything else? Let's start with this because I don't think I have that much time to discuss all the philosophy. Om Jnana Pudirandasya Jnana Vimansalaka Shashunamitamana Tasma Shri Ruvayana Shri Chaitanya Vishnu Sapitam Yadukala Swayam Rupagamaya Dudati Swapalantika He Krishna Kralasindo Dina Bando Jagatpati Bhupeshu Bhukrakana Radha Kanta Yastuti Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Vrishvanu Sute Devi Namani Kutti Vancha Kalpa Kalpesha Akasindu Devacha Patitanam Pavanidhi Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 So Granthraj, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, as it is translated and commented by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. 922. Maybe you can recite after me, repeat after me. Ananyaschintayantau maam Vijana pariupasate Tesham nityabhittanam Yoga kshemam vahamyam Ananyaschintayantau maam Vijana pariupasati Tesham nityabhittanam Yoga kshemam vahamyaham Ananyaschintayanto maam Vijana pariupasati Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. But those who always worship me, those who always worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, to them I carry what they lack and I preserve what they have. It's very important verse. Please memorize if you can translation, otherwise for sure sloka, or if you can then translation for sure. So let's see who can memorize. So memorize, okay? Those who want to become realized, memorize. Self-realized. Then?
Memorize.
Otherwise? No self-realization. Prabhupada, the way he gives lecture is whatever he memorizes, he speaks, then translates, and then explains, and then meanwhile he recalls another sloka, and then translates, and then elaborately explains, and then another sloka. So that's a lecture. So if you want to become self-realized,
memorize.
Everybody together. If you want to become self-realized,
memorize.
If you don't know Sanskrit, it's not an impediment. It came to my lips because I don't stay in America anymore. So this English, I had it, but I'm losing it. So impediment, it's not an impediment. You can memorize translation, or if you cannot memorize translation, then memorize what is the meaning, and then you say. That's all right. So, very beautiful words Krishna is speaking to his devotees. He says, but those who always worship me, Krishna, with exclusive devotion, this word, exclusive devotion, ananya, or anya, not anya, means me alone, Krishna alone, or anya, ananya, chintayantoma, our mind, intelligence, and our ego, that is chinta. All three into Krishna. Always, mind, intelligence, ego dwells in Krishna. To their devotees, I carry what they have, I preserve what they have, I protect what they have, and if they don't have anything, then I provide. Yoga kshema vahamiha. So this is the translation. Now let's read the purport by His Divine Grace. And remember, I'll ask you the purport, okay? Everything, remember. We have to remember. And at the end of our life, when we keep this body, also we have to remember. And whatever we remember, it will come. It will come. And that's why Krishna says, antakalecha mam eva smaram smaram tva kalevaram one who leaves this body. So that's the Bhagavata. He will attain me. Purport. One who is unable to live for a moment without Krishna consciousness cannot but think of Krishna 24 hours a day, being engaged in devotional service by hearing, chanting, remembering, offering prayers, worshipping, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, rendering other devotional services, cultivating friendship with Krishna, and surrendering fully to the Lord. Such activities are all auspicious and full of spiritual potency, which makes the devotee perfect in self-realization, so that his only desire is to achieve the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Very good. Such a devotee undoubtedly approaches the Lord without difficulty. This is called yoga. Yoga, connecting with Lord. By the mercy of the Lord, such a devotee never comes back to this material condition of life. Kshema refers to the merciful protection of the Lord. The Lord helps the devotees to achieve Krishna consciousness by yoga, and when he becomes fully Krishna conscious, the Lord protects him from falling down to a miserable condition of life. Umadhyana, Pindyamdhasya, Gyanandhyana, Svakya, Chakshuvanatamana, Tasmai, Sri Jirulayana, Sri Chaitanya, Vishnu, Svakya, Mahatma, Svayamukha, Gyanandhyana, Dadati, Svapadamukha. So Ananya, Chintayantu Ma. Krishna says here that you think of me and me alone, no other. So this is the highest level of Krishna consciousness. You think about Krishna around the clock throughout the life. This is the highest level of human form, of the success of human life. Success. Ananya, Chintayantu Ma. Ye jana pariupasana. Upasana. Up jana, to go. Upasana means to go near Krishna. Upasana. How we can go near anybody, anything, by thinking about it. We think about it and then we go. Gati, yanti, deva vrata devan, yanti. We have to think. We have to think about Krishna. Manmana, manmanaskar, matmanaskar, manmana. Chintayantu Ma. Chintan. Dhyan. Nitidhyasan. So one who thinks about me and only me, no other, around the clock, all the time, throughout life, then I promise, I personally protect them and provide them. I personally protect them and provide them. Prabhupada just desired just like this, Krishna provided. Why? Because Ananya Bhakta. Ananya Chintayanto. Ananya Bhakta. So this is very, very important word. Bhagavad Gita is our. Our means not Gora color or anything. Everybody's. Krishna is not Gora color. Everybody's. So, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is speaking and he is giving promise. Very beautiful poems. Ananya. Become my Ananya Bhakta. This Ananya word is used in Bhagavad Gita many, many times. So one who executes devotional service to only Krishna, that means no nation, no color, no creed, no particular tribe, particular jati, rang, bhed. Absolute. And Krishna is absolute. And we belong to Krishna, whether we have light color, dark color, or whatever color, we, all living entity, belongs to Krishna. And that's why, and living entity does not belong to any other form or personality except Krishna. Krishna is claiming, 15th chapter, Purushottam Yoga. This is a Sambandha, he's saying, Sambandha. Jivera Swarupa Hai, Krishna Nitya Das. So 15th chapter, Sambandha. Mameva Ansa, Jiva Loke, Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. Sanatana, Manasasthani Indriyani, Prakriti Sthani Karshati. So, this is a relationship. The living entity, we are living entity, the spirit soul, does not belong to anybody else but Krishna. No father, mother belongs to, no demigods belongs to, no nation, no particular, belongs to only one. We all belong to only one, and that is Krishna. Because Krishna is the only one who is claiming us. No demigods can claim us because we are not. No devata, Brahma, or whatever, Indra, Chandra, Surya, Raspati, Saraswati, they cannot claim us. Father, mother, body, they produce body. The soul belongs to Krishna. So he is our father and mother, Tvameva, Saravam, Mama Deva, Deva. He is all in all to us. And that's why we should become Ananya. We should become Ananya. And when we become Ananya, then Krishna says, here I am. I will carry what, I'll protect what you have, and what you don't have, I will supply. We have seen, Prabhupada had a patch, dhoti in India. And every penny was counted. Very minimal. Prabhupada was having those kind of crises. But he was thinking big. He was thinking big. He was, how big one can think, then at the age of 71, I can hardly walk. I'm 71 and 70 or whatever. I can hardly walk. And he is trying so hard to get on a Jaladuta year after year. And Murarji, Mrs. Murarji says that, my dear Swamiji, you are too old and that is too cold. You will not survive. Too cold. The Prabhupada says, no, you write me a ticket. I want to go. Big, thinking big. And not only that, along the way, he had big, massive, two in a row heart attacks. Nobody can survive. No medicine, no doctors, no hospitals, no nothing. Only holy name. And Granthra Srimad Bhagavat. So Prabhupada is thinking big. This is thinking big. No relatives, no money, $7, no place to stay. Bauri, he wind up in Bauri, and so much trouble. First Harinam in New York, it is unheard of that you can have Harinam on. Think with his thinking. His followers, they were very immature. 6 months, 3 months, 1 year, and he sang his followers, don't even know how to drum or play the mridanga or kartal or sing or whatever. He just sent them away to San Francisco, London, Montreal, and go and spread Krishna consciousness. Thinking big. Any ananya chinta, because Krishna Prabhupada was ananya, Krishna provided everything. Krishna provided. He came, he manifests, Krishna came personally to protect him on Jaladuta. Personally. He came. And he came many, many times just to provide him and help him. And because he was Ananya Bhakti. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He cannot give false promise. No false promise. Kamteya pratijani hi name bhakta pranasyati. Arjuna boldly declared, my devotee gave paralysis. This is his promise. So many promises he has given throughout Bhagavad Gita, and he keeps it. We are not at it, but he keeps every single promise. But we have to surrender to him. Like he said, ananya chintayanta na ye jana paripasne esam nitya viyukta na. Nitya yukta? Oh, Krishna did not provide me, he did not protect me. Just discard. Let me go back to material world. No enough sadha. No enough faith. Krishna keeps his promise. So he's giving promises throughout Bhagavad Gita. This is one of the promises. I will provide and I will protect. So this is true saranagati. True saranagati. There are six kind of saranagati. Anupulena sankalpa, pratikulena varjana, raksaititi vishvasho, goprutve varanam tatha, atmanikshep kalpaniye, saravida saranagati. So these are two kind of saranagati, means I anupulena sankalpa, pratikulena varjana, raksaititi vishvasho. This is saranagati. I'll protect him. I'll protect his. And I'll protect him. Rakshayatiti vishvasha. Goprutve, I provide. I give them everything. Goprutve. Maintaining. I maintain them. Single-handedly and personally. Not that he will send some agency, some personality. He will inspire somebody to give it to him or protect him. No, he said, personally I do. There is a famous story, I don't want to say that story, but about Yamunacharya. Cross out this verse from Bhagavad Gita that he personally provides. But he came personally. He personally provided. He write again, I personally do this. Not that I send somebody. So this is the verse. Condition is there. What is the condition? What is the condition? Very good. Intelligence, you know. Ananya, says Ananya. And if this condition is met, if you become Ananya Bhakta, then Krishna is duty bound. And what is his duty? I will provide and I will protect. Such a wonderful reciprocation and such a wonderful contract. Such a wonderful contract. And this is how I became a devotee also. Not that he will protect me, but anupulena sankalpa pratikulena vajanam raksaititi vishvasho viputti vanam. ఆత్మనిక్షేప కల్పనీయ సరళిదా శరణాగతి సరళ రూపం సరళ బ్యూటిఫుల్ లైఫ్ అమేజింగ్ లైఫ్ కృష్ణ కాన్షియస్ లైఫ్ సో బ్యూటిఫుల్ యాజ్ ఇఫ్ యు ఆర్ ఇన్ గోలోక్ వృందావన్ బీయింగ్ హియర్ यदि न गृहते भजन देखी गृहते गृहते ऑल ऑफ योर लाइफ इज वेस्ट टोटल वेस्ट इफ यू डोंट नो दिस वर्स यू डोंट नो गृहते माय गॉड पीपल आर so many years in the movement. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Gehete Goloka Bhai. Jedina Gehete Bhajana Dekhi Gehete Goloka Bhai. That my house, when there is a kirtan, a bhajan in my house transforms into Goloka Vrindavan. Transforms. So this is Krishna's promise. Such a beautiful life. Let me go to, up to what time I'm going? 7:30. 5 more minutes. I have to cover 2 subjects. Let me change. 15th chapter, Sambandha. I already said. Mame Yuan Soji Valokaji. And then Purushottam Yoga, that you have known throughout the Vedas of the Purushottam. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I don't have time. 7 minutes. If you want to learn this 15th chapter, very important chapter. Very, very important chapter. But I can teach you out of this class. I don't understand. So, next one is Adhik Mas. So, I don't have much time. Adhik Mas means Purushottam Mas. Means Mala Mas. Meaning Ganda. Meaning dirty mass. Dirty month. So, in a leap year, every four years, there is one extra month, which is discarded, disgusting, everything. So this Malmas went to all the demigods and I'm disgusted, you know, everybody is looking down on me, and then at the end, he wind up going to Lord Vishnu. And then Vishnu took him to Krishna. And then there is a conversation between Vishnu and Krishna about Malmas. And then Krishna adopted Malmas, you know, adopting child. So he adopted. And then he made him glorious. And then said that in this month, my devotees will worship this month. And whatever they do in this month, they give charity, such as building temple, charity, $20 my book. Very good book. Sadhu Sangha has one question here. So, what was the relationship between devotees? Pardon me. Okay, for the time. Relationship with the devotees. Okay, Malmas. Purushottam Mas. So then Krishna gave him birth. And my devotees will celebrate this month, and whatever they do, good, charity, chanting, worshipping, unalloyed devotion, it will multiply billion folds. And then Krishna said that my devotee must read Srimad Bhagavatam in this month. Then he said, second thing, that they must chant my holy name, maximize chanting about me, glorifying kirtan about me. Third thing he said, give donation, dan. So dan for building temple, dan for pure devotees such as Prabhupada, dan for any devotees, Krishna's devotees. That is better than you give it to Chaturvedi Brahman who knows 4 Vedas by heart. 1,000 times better than giving donation to Chaturvedi Brahman, to Vaishnava. And then lower Brahman, and then Brahma Bandhu, we should even respect Brahma Bandhu, the fallen Brahma. And giving charity to him also is also very good. And then down the line. So, what to talk about building his temple, and what to talk about giving donation to devotees. For then, he said, yes, prasadam to the devotees. Any devotees you know, in this month you should call, you must call those devotees at your home and give them some sumptuous feast. Rice, dal, sabji, puri, pakora, gulab jamus, rasagullas, and samosas, and pakoras, and thousands of prayer. Nice, beautiful prayers. And feel nice Brahman, nice Vaishnavas. So this is, give you Krishna Prem, this will give you Krishna Prem, Sadhu Sangha. Anyway, I don't have much time again. Relationships amongst devotees. In Ujjwal Nilamani, Nilmani, not Nilamani, Ujjwal Nilmani, Rupa Goswami says, definition of inhabitants of Golok Vrindavan. He says that they trust, Vishwas, more trust on others than themselves. They trust more other than they trust themselves. More love others. They love more to others than themselves. And then love and Vishwas. So I said trust and love I said. So these two things, love and Vishwas. So that's the definition of devotees in spiritual world. So we're supposed to practice that thing here so that when we can go there. Practice here so you can come near Krishna. So relationship with and amongst the devotees means we want to serve other devotees more than what they serve me. This is a relationship. Dadati, pratigunati, guhima khyati, pruchati, bhunte, bhujayate chaiva. Saravidhi priti lakshanam. One devotee who loves other devotees will do these six kind of exchanges with devotees. What are those exchanges? Giving gifts. 20 dollar bhi nikalna hai aur bhakta ko dena hai. Thinking. No, give profusely. Give to the devotees. Oh, he is stealing or getting. You think like that. Very bad, very bad. Nobody is stealing and nobody is doing anything. We are the one. You're supposed to give without any thinking, condition or any string attached to it. Just give to the devotees. Dadati. When you call devotees at home, give that Shira. Doesn't hurt, even if he is a billionaire. For Amrish Prabhu came to your house. Give him and give him 10 rupees, $10. Doesn't matter, he's a billionaire, but I have to give. It's my duty. So Dadati, Pratigunati, and accepting charity that they or gifts that they extend to us. So with this exchange, the loving reciprocation will take place. The devotee will get attracted to come to your place again because we reciprocated with him properly. He will come again. Very important. Dadati, Pratigunati, Guhyam Akhyati. And we should reveal our mind and heart to the devotee. And whatever he reveals, we should hear, ha, kya hua, bhagme, yes. And then what happened? Yes, yes, please. Oh, please tell me more. Oh, is it so? Oh, really? Oh, nice, nice. It's very nice to hear. Encourage him to talk to you. Encourage. That is pratiguna. Guhyam akhyati pruchati. And we should inquire submissively. Very submissively. We should inquire from devotees. This is loving exchange. When you inspire somebody to talk to you, he will reveal his whole mind, heart, intelligence, everything. He will just give it to you. Keep giving, keep giving. And he will feel so light at the end. And that is best service, no? If you can make somebody light, isn't it? Best service. Could be? No? Best service. If you can make somebody light, very light, inspire him to talk to you. Yeah? You can also reveal your mind to the devotees. Dadati pratigunati guhyumakyati pruchyati bhunte bhujayati. Prasad grahan karna. Prasad, you have to accept the prasadam and you have to offer prasadam to the devotees. And by this, even big businessmen, they sit down on the table, eat, pick up, they say, and then talk. Then they talk. So the dadati bhunte bhujayati chetva. Taking prasad, offering prasad. So this is the six loving exchanges. How devotees should be. Relationship with the devotees. This is the relationship with the devotees. So Rupa Goswami, he wrote the nectar of instruction, Upadesh Amrit. Upadesh Amrit. 11 sloka. And first 8 sloka, if you can 11, do 11, beautiful. But first 8 sloka, you must memorize in 1 year time. If you don't, you cannot become Krishna conscious. Finish it. Forget it. Yeah, this is the instruction of our biggest founder, Acharya. We are Rupa Nuga. And whatever he is writing, we don't even care. If we don't memorize this 8 words minimum, then you cannot get your train on track. Your train is off track. This is how Upadesh, Rupa Goswami, Rupa Nuk, very beautiful sloka, first 8 sloka. So this is 4th sloka I quoted. So who will memorize this 8 sloka, Upadeshamrit? Sai? Only one? Only two? Only two? That's all. No seriousness. I'm not going to give this lecture again in this temple. No, I don't want to. Why? Whom am I talking to? The world? Who am I talking to? And do I have a time to talk to? My energy is gone. It's dissipated. Only two. So hand again. Come on. Vasudev memorized all Bhagavatam, but not 8 verses. I'm sorry. He's a big man, big kathaka. He gave you katha, no? Okay. So hand, I want to see. These eight sloka, believe me, I'm not bullying here. If you don't memorize your Krishna consciousness is in jeopardy. Because we are supposed to be Rupa Anu. And Rupa Goswami wrote these 11 verses for his disciples to come. And we are his disciples. And if you don't, Sikshastak is for example. You have to memorize. Lord Chaitanya. Only 8 sloka. Memorize, you have to. Guru Astak, you have to. Sar Goswami Astak, you have to. You have to memorize. Those who want to become self-realized, what? Wonderful. Thank you very much for bearing with me. Any question, comment? Any question, comment? Any question at all? So then, memorize and chant Hare Krishna 16 rounds a day. and day in and day out, 16 rounds. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Don't forget my book, which is about Sadhu Sangha.